Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. June 5th, 2011. Had a great show the other night. Many, many listeners. We got the testimonial show. You might want to go listen to it. And here we go.
To your personality, not vice versa. Everything they pretty much teach in all the books you'll buy at this bookstore about chakras is not correct. It's outdated information. The idea of that was to establish the fact there are colors, there are vibrations, there are chakras. But most of that information is not correct. Okay? Any questions on what we're covering now? Now I'm going to demonstrate one of the nuclear receptors here to show you how you can... Most of you saw it earlier, but some of you didn't. So for those that didn't, so I can get more into the technology. And may have somebody up here that wasn't. Yeah, you come up if you want. You want to be, huh?
About colors of the day.
The what now?
The colors of the day.
The colors of the day? Where is it listed? There's no book that I know of on Earth that lists that. There's bits and pieces of it in some books. In my tape series, I've listed it. More information like that is coming. I wrote Death of Ignorance, a book I sold out of. You can order it 20 years ago. It had that information in then as it is today in the static. It didn't have the dynamic side of it. I'm writing a new book called Birth, A New Beginning, which will have the static side to it. But I'm also getting a lot of information on the DNA right now. Yeah. Well, we'll get to them, you know, a little at a time. Yeah, I'll talk about it. It's coming. Now, let me have somebody up here that doesn't know me for muscle testing. Okay, you can come up. This is a precursing device now. It's better to see it work so you'll listen better, you know. That's the way I look at it. I always listen better when I see something work. Okay, put your hand straight out now. I don't want to get chalk over. Just one. Okay, now make a fist. Okay, now put your arm up. Now resist when I push down. Resist. That's your strength, right? A little tired today. Now, we're going to fix you right up here. This is glue. It's very strong. It's very poisonous, very toxic, and deadly. You've got to be over 18 to even buy the stuff. You know, see the skeletons? Okay, take that. Put the arm back out. And now you can breathe it. I want you to take a whiff of that. Put it up to your nose. Resist. Is that it? Resist. Yeah. Nothing. Okay. Okay. Now, put this thing on. That on. Okay, you got your yin and yang symbol on it. It's kind of cute. Okay, now hold that. Put your arm out. Make a fist. Now breathe it now. Resist. Resist. Yeah, you're doing a lot better now. You feel the difference?
Yeah.
It's not a small amount. It's a major amount, isn't it?
Yes.
That's because we're stimulating. Okay, sit down. Thank you. That what happened there is very simple. I mean, many things happen, but the simplest way to explain it real quick is this is geometry here. And the geometry, I didn't do it, God did it, but these iron atoms, as soon as you put some toxins in your system, what happens is it's like crushing a pyramid. It warps. So what happens when it warps? It loosens the what's called alpha and beta chains, which are about 700 different enzymes that are attached here. The enzymic function, because the central nucleus, you know, starts to wobble. Like if I was whirling a ball around my head in a perfect orbit and all of a sudden I started doing that, that ball starts going like that on the orbit. That's exactly what's happening to your oxygen supply, to your brain. And so it starts to kill you. When you put this back on, it's stabilized by frequency. The head system is stabilized and boom, the oxygen comes in. As a matter of fact, this strengthens because she's toxic, most people are. And she tested stronger with the glue on than she did in her initial test with nothing. Okay, which is typical of most people. And because what we're doing is we're balancing the hydrogen atom. This was a device from the Pleiades. Out at the bookstore, there's a book called The Promise sitting out there. We don't have any with us, but out there in the bookstore, and you first go up the stairs on the right, you'll see The Promise, and it's a story of this and how it came here and what it does. If you want to really get into it, I reckon you can order the book from our number here. And it came from the Pleiades, and it's a nuclear receptor. Nuclear meaning nuclear forces. And what the Pleiadians are doing with us, and let me find my chalk now. What the Pleiadians are doing is they've taught us something, and the Andromedans are taking it a step further. They taught us that if you have your brain here and your spinal cord, and you have electrolytes in here, the first order of matter, I mean, as far as electricity, now we've gone from the precursing level now. We talked about that. And we know, all of us in here know about biochemistry. We all know something, so we don't need to talk about that. We're coming down here in the middle, and we're talking about electricity, you know. If we're a medical student in college, we'd be studying electricity. We'd be learning about ionization and how cells change and how we can have positive and negative sodium atoms and change the heart frequencies and all this kind of stuff. But what we're not learning in medical school is how the electricity distributes itself through the central nervous system. Okay? Now, what happens is we have a spinal cord. We have 72,000 of these wires going through the body, okay? And here we have the electrolytes. When the stimulus comes in, the electrolytes switch on and we have electricity flowing through the body. Okay, in a non-enlightened person, and I don't mean you have to go study in a monastery or something. Non-enlightened is pretty much a person that has no values to what they put in their body, in or out. They just don't take care of themselves. In that person, let's say their body generates 10 volts of electricity at some point during the day. That's kind of a high number. And in order to make the body work, it's got to reach the feet down here at some point. So let's say this 10 volts is generated, and eventually, through all the resistance and the crap in the body and the toxins, we get 1 volt to the feet in the morning when they get up. As the day goes by, we use 99% of our energy overcoming gravity. 99%, okay? You've probably noticed that when the astronauts come back from deep space walks and stuff, they throw them in and they won't let them walk. They carry them around. That's why. Okay, they can't walk. Okay, so we have overcoming gravity. We're producing a huge amount of what's known as lactic acid. That's spent muscle tissue. The lactic acid goes in the blood and then it ends up going through the blood into the tissues of the nerves. And so by the end of the day, the brain has depleted itself to probably 3 volts. And that means if the brain is down to 3 volts, probably 0.01 volts, a tenth of 1 volt is reaching the feet. Okay? That's not enough electricity to process oxygen through the breath and prana into consciousness anymore. The person's going to do one thing, is drop dead on their feet, or they're going to have to lay down and go get some sleep and hopefully charge up with some rapid eye movement sleep, which I hope I'll get to today if I have time. Okay? So they have to charge up. Now, that person, if there's radiation in the area, they're so weak. They're already producing free radicals when they get up in the morning, a person like that would be, because they've gone from 10 volts to 3 volts. And so they're producing free radicals. That person is open to anything. The immune system is down. Everything is down on that person, okay? So radiation is going to affect them. So here's what the Pleiadians do. They say, okay, let's change this around. We can change this real quick. Let's put electrolytes in the brain. Let's get a program of, let's put large amount. First of all, what gets rid of electrolytes is smog and air pollution, carbon dioxide. That's what runs electrolytes down. So let's have lots of vitamin E. Let's have lots of lecithin with it. PC lecithin is what we use. PC lecithin, vitamin E, germanium, selenium. That'll synergistically crank up B15. Let's put the whole nitrilocyte family in there. B1. Through B10 and then B12 through B17 in there. Let's really charge the brain. So they gave us these formulas that we work with. Then they say, okay, now we got the brain working. Let's get trace minerals in there. Let's really hop this brain up real good. Also, let's build the immune system. I forgot to even mention that one of the greatest things that we've come up with now is the immune system. Get rid of all these diseases. Colloidal silver. I wrote a manuscript on it. Colloidal silver is FDA approved. We use grapeseed extract and Augusta echinacea with that, Augusta folia, mixed in a solution here. This completely builds the immune system up, and the entire brain is firing at 220, okay, which it should be. Now we're producing probably 100 volts in the brain, okay? Then we go into programs where we use electrical precursing devices like the receptor, Meditation, exercise is good. You know, like we exercise a little bit. All of these kind of things to start keeping that lactic acid going through that liver and through the kidney and the spleen and through the bladder, and so we can urinate that out, put water in our system. And by using these different precursing devices, we start changing the electrical conductivity of the nervous system itself. Okay? And when we do that, instead of having a lead wire, you know, I don't know if you know, a piece of wire made out of lead doesn't conduct very well. But copper does, right? Copper is so good, if you heat one end, you'll get burned on the other, you know. And even gold's even better, and silver's better, and platinum is one of the best things to use. So now we got a platinum system. So now we got 100 volts up here at the brain. We probably got 99.99 volts down here at the feet at the end of the day. So what happens then? Our perceptive powers have gotten up so high. Our perceptive powers are so high now that we don't care if a nuclear bomb went off in the next door house. The radiation comes in, it's just whipped right in there. You know, all radiation is high-speed electrons on one level, and gamma rays, all that. So it comes in, it goes right into the aura. When Christ walked around, you could sense his aura miles away because he was balanced, he ate the right foods, and he was generating and he was healing. He healed himself. So now what happens is you don't create these free radicals anymore. A grape seed extract, pinogenol, which we use in our formula, is excellent. So we use a lot of tonics inside of this on top of it to build this up. Yeah, you have a question?
Does it affect people that have atrophied muscles and they can't move?
You bet. I use a milligram of octocosanol in there in my formulas, a milligram. You go down to the health food store, you pay 20 or 30 bucks, you get 5 or 90 micrograms. It's ridiculous what you buy, unless you get, you know, you'd have to pay $500 a month to put what we put in one of our formulas for like $30 a month, $32 a month. So, I mean, it's amazing. You shoot this up. Now, well, here's what happens. Now what happens is at the base of the spine, when this process starts, at the base of the spine, the cerebrospinal fluid starts to come up. Okay, now when that comes up, it's called the raising of the kundalini, if you look at it spiritually. But when this comes up, it triggers organs in the body into the fourth dimension, okay? In other words, there's vitality coming into the hydrogen atom, okay? There's a process that Augusta Folia has in it, okay? There's two ways of getting the energy into the body. One is to eat a plant which has the sunlight in it, or eat something that's eaten the plant, and through the Krebs cycle, absorb through a great big long process, which takes 24 hours, you know, to get this energy out of the ATP, unless you eat straight sugar, for example, which creates alcohol as a side effect, to get energy in the body. Or you can go through a process called glycolysis, which is direct shot. Boom. It goes from whatever it is directly into pure energy in the cells. And that's what grape seed extract will do, and that is what Augusta Folia will do, echinacea. So I combine that with colloidal silver. So when you have that straight shot going right into your immune system, the electrical levels become very high. And even if there is free radical damage, now it starts to destroy it. So you can start healing things yourself. Remember this, no vitamin, no pyramid, no precursing device is going to heal you. You have to do it yourself. Make that very, very powerful statement. Anybody tells you they got something to take or to use that's going to heal you, get away from them because they got the wrong thing going. You do your own healing. These are just conduits to help your healing process do its own thing. Yeah. Oh, wheatgrass is a cleanser. It's excellent, yeah. Oh, yeah, you get a big buzz out of it. Some people do. No, it's doing the same kind of thing, sure. Yeah, it's one of many things. But don't just rely on wheatgrass because you become a wheatgrass junkie, you know. It's true. I've seen a lot of people like that. You got to have the whole system going in the body to make it work, yeah. Yeah.
Does that change or affect the vibratory rate that a person's body resonates
with? Oh, yeah. The higher you vibrate, the more you can perceive. In other words, we have an old saying, you have to believe in order to receive, you know? Oh, yeah. Big time. With the receptors, for example, there's 7 colors in the rainbow. We got 7 stones in the receptor. So we muscle test you for the right one. You know, we did a bunch of muscle testing after the lecture on people. And by the way, if anybody wants to check these, you got to go back and see her because 30 minutes, we're out of here. I'm just telling you that right now because we're gone. So if anybody's interested. But you get Frockabell, my wife in the back there, if you're interested in the receptor. We won't have time. We're leaving. Are you sure? Okay. Well, you know. I'm just telling you. Okay, we have to test you because everybody in here, like here's me when I started wearing a receptor. Let me tell you about me. I'll tell you about Fred Bell. Fred Bell first put his receptor on. You know, I'm a little overweight now, but I used to be 50 pounds more. I had a bad thyroid problem, so I tested for green. I wore it for a year. Boom, I dropped my weight down. Then, in 1981, in 1981, I had a drug rehab. You know, I was doing cocaine, heroin, PCP. I used to go to UCLA and take people out of straitjackets and make them work again. So one day, I thought, well, what's this bait? What's this freebase? What is this cocaine smoking shit? I don't know what this is. So I had some in my clinic, and there's a pipe that somebody gave me. I tried some cocaine, you know. I had to try it. I was curious. I figured one little shot ain't going to hurt me. Had a heart attack. I didn't know what I was doing. I had a left bundle branch block. I lost 25% of my heart, according to the EKG, or the EEG. 25%. I destroyed 25 in one little blast. Well, now in the 90s, we know that the freebase cocaine gives you a heart attack. But guess what? 1981, nobody knew it. Crack cocaine hadn't even been coined yet. Nobody even knew what that was. So I had to go to a Sapphire. I went to a Sapphire. And then the cholesterol was still screwed. My heart was screwed up. I put a Sapphire on. It's a heart. I wore that for 2 years. Guess what? My cholesterol, my heart, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 115 over 60. I almost lowered it too much with the Sapphire. Okay. Then I had a prostate problem. I used to get up go to the damn bathroom 3 times a night. When I came out with a silver cola, I had 5 years. I had a right infection in my right testicle. For 5 years, I went to Dr. Barloon in Long Beach, world famous, does athletes and stuff. I spent $15,000, took every antibiotic there was. We came up with got the research in this colloidal silver, combined it with Echinacea augustifolia, and even using it on diabetics now, in less than 3 months, I sleep all night long and don't get up and go to the bathroom. The pain I used to get, if I drink a little bit of alcohol, I had this pain, you know. All that went away. So I learned by myself, I was born with polio, I have a sunken chest, you know, right from being born with polio. I was a mess, you know. I'm a triple Leo, I've got plenty of energy, but I was a mess. But I became a doctor to heal myself, you know, and I'm still not there, but I'm a hell of a lot better off now at 52 years old than I was when I was 15 or 20. I mean, I got 3 times the energy. This is nothing to what I'll be in a few years, and nothing to what I can be, and they're all that way. So it's not like I'm broadcasting a program, a sales pitch ever. I'm telling you, this stuff works. You know, I've seen it work. The pyramids that we have, we don't have them with us. You wear on your head. Put them in the, you know, Sannyasi told me about the pyramids. I'll show you a diagram on those. And I was fooling around with them. The Pleiadians showed me how to do the plating on them. We use the plating process. In the brain, we have... first of all, when the oxygen comes in, right, comes down in to the lungs, and the oxygen and all the filth in the air mixes in the lungs. When it comes out of the lungs, it goes up to the cerebellum. That's the path of the blood. It doesn't go to the liver. It goes lungs, brain. The cerebellum, the arterial size of the trachea, and the circle of Willis, which goes up there, are very large, big, huge arteries. As soon as you get to the cerebellum, the arterial size goes from a quarter or an eighth of an inch to a millionth of an inch. So you got this great big pipe going to this little teeny pipe. So what happens if the fluid is dirty? The little pipe becomes a strainer, right? And it gets clogged up. So at the base of the spine, the cerebellum starts clogging up in people, which begins another part of the aging process. To the point, the cerebellum is responsible for balance. They can't stand on one foot anymore and walk backwards and forward. Remember how we used to play hopscotch? Jump around and go sideways, you know. How many of you guys can do it now without falling over, you know? I mean, trust me. So you put the pyramid on your head, starts cleaning all this out. That's why she was getting a headache. She was getting toxic. The pyramid starts cleaning all this out. All this comes out and goes down the liver, and the liver can't handle it. It's the same thing if you have too much alcohol in your body. It produces acetaldehyde, and the acetaldehyde blocks the liver, and you get a headache from alcohol or hangover. Here, you're getting it from just wearing the pyramid, so this cleans you out. So the pyramid became an important thing. With that in mind, we went to Orchid Union School. We developed the silver pyramid, which increases that. We went to Orchid Union School in 1978 with the radome. The receptor hadn't been given to us yet. The school system up there began to use it on the kids to work on their attention span, because the UCSB the year earlier in 77, University of California at Santa Barbara, had warned them on students, and it raised the grade point average in the test class that we did. One time after a year of using them in 78, the Orchid Union School, I get a call in the morning from Sky Lewis, who's a school teacher. And he's calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning, which I thought was unusual in itself. And he says, Fred, he says, we had an amazing thing happen here. We know it's the pyramid because it's been a month now. You know, and I said, what happened? He says, we had this little kid. His name was Stan Alms. He's 9 years old. He was dyslexic, and he also had grand mal seizures from birth. He usually has 2 seizures a day, sometimes 2 an hour, but usually 2 a day. And he was on his medicine, and nothing worked. He says, he wore that pyramid. He wore the peridome and the radome, which is 2 different types, for a month. After a month, he had no more seizures. And they said, this pyramid definitely is responsible for that. So they gave me a notarized testimonial. Same thing happened at Wilton School in 1980. You know, there they feed kids sugar. If you give kids sugar, they get hyperactive. So what they shoot them up with Ritalin. So we took the big pyramids that go over the bed, and we put one of those, we put actually a bunch of them. I work with a principal over there, and I got a picture of him here further down. We put that pyramid over the bed. There it is. And that we put it over their over their benches on one side of the school. And so we had the Ritalin kids that were hyperactive go across the schoolroom into the pyramids and work on a desk. I had a bed there. We had a desk. And after a few days of that, the hyperactive kids were functioning fine. They didn't need the Ritalin anymore to the point where they were taking them off of it. It was really fun. I says, well, why don't... I told the lady, the principal of the school, I says, why don't we tell the parents, you know, take them off sugar because that's the real problem. She says, we can't. We can be arrested for this. I mean, you can't believe the laws in California. I don't know if they're like that up here or not. But you can't even tell the parents. You can't suggest nutritional changes. Another time, we were up in 1978. I spent 15 years with the National Health Federation. Some of you in here are probably familiar with it. We used to come here once in a while when we were a larger organization. I was up there at the Portland Hilton, actually down there. You know, I forgot I'm above Oregon here. I was at the Portland Hilton. And in those days, gold was $125 an ounce, so the stuff was cheaper then. You know, it's gone to $550, it's probably $370 or something now. So we have to adjust our prices on because everything has gold on it, you know. So, because gold is a healing energy, and we use 18 karat gold. We don't use, and mostly 24. This is solid 18, and then we use a lot of 24 karat. All the platings on the pyramids are 24. We had this lady, this cute little blonde was hanging out at our booth. In those days, for $39 or $40, $39.95, you'd get a pyridome, which is a calmer, firedome, which stimulates the adrenals, because it's got a lot of copper on it, it's good for arthritis, and a radome, which is mental energy, stimulates the mind, which we used on Stan Alms. You get all 3 of them for $40. And she kept hovering around the booth. And then in those days, I had real short hair, a suit and a tie, and I looked real straight. And people didn't know, did they? But anyway... So I'm hovering around there, and about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I says to this lady, I says, you know, you keep going off and coming back and staring at my booth. I says, you come over here. I says, you need pyramids real bad, because I just got this funny feeling, you know. And so she came over, and she bought all 3 of the pyramids, and immediately she was gone. I never saw her again, ever, you know. And then about 3 months later, she had this thing come over from wearing these pyramids that she got, and she started writing these books, and her name is Jay-Z Knight. You might know who she is. Rampa came to her. So here was an individual. Oh yeah, here was an individual that that really got a hit off of our pyramids. You know, went from housewife to preacher. You know, so it changes. I asked Semyasi about that. She said that she was locked up with that. You know, and this released her, and that, it does that to you because it causes hormonal changes. The ELF stuff that I'm talking about. Well, first of all, the pyramid that I just showed you. Well, let me go back. Let me backtrack a little bit here. This article, which is in here, this is about ELF, but this is another facet of it. What this article is basically saying is that in 1947, the Navy Homeotronic Laboratory in Cumberland Valley in Norfolk, Virginia, flew over the Cumberland Valley in Virginia, West Virginia, and they took pictures of crops that had insect blight. They were having locust problems in those days. They took the pictures of different farmers' areas. Then they took the pictures back to the laboratory and a black box. They had the farmer come from each area. The farmer had to go into the laboratory to do this, and they had these black boxes. But they had to have the farmer that owned that land, not some other farmer. It had to be that farmer. They brought that farmer back in the land. They put the picture down in a black box of his crop with a locust in it, and then they threw in some insecticide in the black box every day. They had the farmer come and do that, and then the farmer got to take the box home and do it once he was trained. And after 6 to 8 weeks, they destroyed all the bugs in the orchards in every single case. Okay, that's when T. Galen Hieronymus, a good friend of mine, who was one of my teachers, who's now passed on, had it as a patent issued. Numbers up there. It's in the millions, 3 million something. And that was radionics being expressed with scalar wave technology on the physical plane. And see, from that, the Pleiadians taught us the black boxes, and they gave us devices. This device right here is one of the devices that we use. It's Pleiadian in its origin. It's a very inexpensive device. It's a star orb. And what it does, it gets rid of ELF frequencies inside your house. And it's, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of devices around on the market that claim to do things that don't. There's a lot of devices on the market that claim to do what these do, but don't. We have a track record, and if you look at the design of this thing and understand how energy works, you can. Let me just show you something, for example. Let me have that pyramid again. Okay, and you can just come up for a second. I just want to show you something. Yeah, just do a quick muscle test. Okay. Just put your arm out. That one's fine. Make a fist. Not the other way. Resist. Okay. Pyramid on. Resist. Male energy. Female energy. Pyramid upside down. Nothing. Okay. You're strong again. Resist. You feel the difference when I flip it over? Okay. That, when you flip the pyramid over, what happens is it reduces it to the bottom side. It's a female energy. This is a male energy. It's polarizing that. This, what we were doing here, is polarized, believe it or not. And because of the energy of female energy, see, the whole Earth's aura field is a male energy. It's polarized in a male energy field, okay? First ray, second ray, not third ray, fifth ray, more fourth ray, fifth ray, seventh ray. A little old third ray in the middle hits the cell, so everybody's low in green. Green's female. Female relates to consciousness as intellect. Everybody thinks intellect comes from men. It comes from the female energy. So it's upside down. So you got to compensate for it. If you look at the receptor, it's got pyramids that are right side up, got pyramids that are upside down. That energy comes to a point on the receptor right where the stone is. The energy from that, so that's a positive energy that you can handle, and the negative energy that you can't handle is equal amounts on this disc. It comes to a point, that little, if you have this imaginary line, this imaginary line of a positive pyramid here, a negative pyramid here, that comes to a point right here. And I don't know if I don't have the slides. I got the slides, but you can actually see that and photograph that energy. We have a device further down here. It's a larger scale device. It's called an irradiator. We use these in our systems. And this is a giant, like a giant receptor here. And the energy comes to a point right here and neutralizes. And so this energy, which is radionic energy, is coming to a point. We put a gemstone here and send it back this way, through this hole in the back, the receptor, and then there's this pattern around here, okay, which is called a Yanan Mantran. If you look at it up close, you can see it. That energy then comes back. Now, remember, we showed you how the aura field is working on a human, okay? And the aura field on a human, we showed you how it's generated. It has all those colors in it, okay? Now, what happens is, and let's say we're treating that person with homeopathic medicine. How many of you in here have some background or understanding, a little bit of knowledge of homeopathic medicine? Then most of you know that if you have a 10x solution in homeopathic medicine, you have a solution, let's say it's 100 milliliters of something, okay? And in there, you have a tenth of some poison. You put a tenth of some poison in there because like cures like. So you got a tenth in there. Now, if we go to 1,000 times power, we increase the solution to 1,000, we have a 100 milliliter solution, we've only got a 0.1 amount of that poison in there. We haven't increased the amount of the poison or the solution in here to make this thing work. We've decreased it. And if we've got 10,000, there's just a trace of it in there. So the water obviously would have to be pure, or if we used alcohol, it would have to be pure. Same thing here with the stone. The stone, we use pure stones. We use synthetic, which are laboratory growing. For a certain frequency of individual, we use natural for another frequency of individual. Depends on your frequency, which one we're going to use. And what we're doing with a receptor, we're dealing this whole thing, this whole aura structure is made up of what? Oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. The carbon atom, we've talked about that. The whole structure.
And what happens is, the whole structure is based on oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon. The hydrogen atom we're dealing with now, if that hydrogen atom is askew in any way, that person's askew in their frequency. And everybody is. So you muscle test to find out what color, and in the case of, let's say, blue for the heart, we put the perfect sapphire out there, we shoot one line of force, just one line of force of the aura field, just one little line. And it comes back and immediately gets induced right to the core that sucks it right in those hydrogen atoms, and boom, suddenly, in 10 seconds, that whole aura field, boom, blue is now stable. It's what it should be. Before it was drifting, now it's stable. Now that person won't produce free radicals quite as easily until maybe they wear the thing for a year or so and then they go to green. Maybe they'll go to violet. By the time they get to violet, there's no free radical damage. The body has changed in 3 years. But that's how it works. That's how this technology works. And we do it on a mini scale, or we do it on a giant scale. In giant scale, you start sucking the environment in. Okay, now let me get my slide projector here. Oh, I wanted to show you one other thing real quick, and I want to answer her question about Andromedans. I'm getting ahead of myself. The anti-ELF device, that Star Orb that we showed, here's a typical installation. How many of you have heard something? Poisoned the river up there, the Jicarilla River, and destroyed the seven lakes that the Indians make their fishing money off of. Okay, he was very much involved, and he was duped by the CIA. He also got a hold of, I don't know if that, I got the slides, let's see, no, I wouldn't have the slides on here. He also got a hold of Myrna Hansen. Myrna Hansen was one of the first ladies to be documented. I mean, you go on and watch a Jerry Springer show now, and you'll see people have been abducted by aliens. It's getting so common. But back in these days, in 1981, Myrna Hansen and her daughter were abducted by Grace. She was implanted. I have her extra photograph of her brain here somewhere. It's got two implants in it. It was done, found it by CAT scan. And when she was implanted, he did a post-hypnosis thing on her afterwards and found out, as this is what, it was the beginning before some of these other newer guys that are writing about this now. This is the very beginning of it, before the guy, for example, at Harvard got into it, John Mack, and all these guys that are into it now. He was the first, and he retro-hypnotized Myrna Hansen one day, and when he brought her down to consciousness of being abducted, because she had missing time, and they found out that she was being taken up, she described the cattle mutilation, she described the implant, her own implanting process. During that hypnosis session, the Grays came into her subconscious, because they're so tuned in on one level, and started interfering with the hypnotic session and erasing stuff. So what he did is he went outside, he got an idea, and he went out and he brought her back and he took her out into what's called a screen room. He took her into a screen room. And a screen room is like a room like this with copper all around it. We do a lot of times when we're tuning, when I was in the Air Force, we would be tuning up, let's say, a transmitter to go into an aircraft that's of secret frequencies. And we don't want outside frequencies affecting our tuning job. So you couldn't just tune it in any ordinary room. You had to take it into a room that simulated the aircraft as metal all the way around it and tune it in there. Okay? So he took her into a screen room and put her in there and hypnotized her in there, and the Grays didn't interfere. Okay? This is back when we were learning about our ELF stuff. So what happens is we create a screen room in your house with that device. Is that still on the board there? Let me back it up. You don't know what I'm talking about. There's lots of devices here. Can't cover them all. That one. So what we do is, let's say you're in a room. This is a room. Okay. Now ELF comes two places. Comes up through the ground into your power line. You have these plugs, you know, that look like this. Right? Say one on the side of the room and then the other one on the other side of the room. You've got a plug, you've got two vertical things where the socket goes in, and you've got that round pin. You know about that, right? Okay. ELF comes in through that way because in submarine communications, what they found, that's where it was developed, that they found that they put a stake way down into the center of the earth, like a mile or two down. It generates energy ELF carriers through the earth stratus, through the different layers of the earth, okay, through the water table. The water table is an excellent source. When you look at a generator,
like a generator, a power plant somewhere, like a nuclear power plant or any power plant, waterfall, doesn't matter. Electricity was coming out in one big high-tension wire. On the other side of that power plant,
they don't send two wires out of a power plant to your home. They send one and ground it, a high-tension wire. When it gets to your house or your local distribution center, then it becomes two wires, which it comes into your house, because the local distribution takes the one wire and they go in the ground, okay? So the ELF comes in through here, through the ground. Okay, that's one form of, and then it goes into your body. If I have time, I'll show you what it does to your body real quick.
So we're running out of time. We have like 10 minutes left. Okay, now, so that then it comes into your socket. Okay.
The other form is the Heart Project, where it comes directly from radiation propagated from space, which is even more dangerous. Okay. So you got to get rid of it. So what you do is, first of all, you hang this on the ceiling, and you run a wire outside the ground. This is your return wire. This is where you get rid of it. So this is an antenna. Okay. The worst shape you could be in is a square. Okay. The best shape you could be in is a pyramid, and the one in between would be a dome, okay, or a semicircle. So what happens is these rays are bouncing all over the place. Well, this is hanging there. It collects them. It collects the rays. It absorbs the energy. It doesn't get rid of them. They're going to go through, but it absorbs them. Then it goes to ground. The next place you're getting it from is all your appliances. As soon as you turn on your radio, or your, basically more like your TV or your lamps, you turn a lamp on, let's say, ELF is going through the wire up to the bulb, incandescing through the bulb, spreading out through the bulb, coming back down again. So what happens is you got to ground that light. So what you do is you go down to your circuit breakers in your house and you turn all the appliances on in that house, in that room, because you do one room at a time. So you turn all the appliances on. You see the lamp go on, TV goes on, radio goes on. Then you go down and you flip, you have somebody in the room, you flip a circuit breaker, and they say, okay, this side of the room went off, this side's still on. So you flip another circuit breaker. Now that side went off. So two circuit breakers. There's two ground circuits, right? So now what you do is you take another wire, and you come down here to this ground, that's one circuit, hook it to the pin wire, not the vertical wire, the little round wire. So you come down with another wire over here, and you hook it into the pin wire there, and now you don't have ELF in your house, okay? That's how you deal with it, like that, and you go room by room. And some of the houses that I've worked with in the past, with people that are more in aware of this and what it really does, is we've wired these things into their house as the framework goes up, you know? That's basically, I work with contractors, we just wire the whole, this extra wire system is wired in this, and this thing is hidden somewhere in the attic. So that you can actually handle the whole house, but in my case, my house wasn't built that way. I got a bunch of little wires running off of mine through different places in the house, okay? Now, another thing, she asked what Andromedans were over there about six times. Andromedans live about 5,000 years. They come from a galaxy, what? Yeah, they're human-like. Okay, the grays look like Steven Spielberg's animals, or Communion. You know, Whitley Strieber's book Communion. They have a picture of one. Those almani, that small, you know, funny-looking skin, gray-looking skin, thin but very strong creature, usually with a kind of a strange smell to them too, because of the way the organs work. Andromedans would look like Pleiadians, only they're more Castilian. And Pleiadians look Nordic. They look like Morgan Fairchild. She's a perfect example of that kind of a nose and those kind of eyes and those kind of features. Very, very well-defined faces in the women. The men look like Swedish men, good-looking Swedish men. Okay, they're bigger. The men are about 6 feet. The women are about 5 feet in Pleiadians. So, her mother is a little bit taller. But Pleiadians, women are very short and the men are quite tall, usually. Her father's medium height, about my size. The Andromedans are about the average size of people in here. They look Castilian, if you look at them visually. They look very Castilian, kind of like a tan almost. Dark hair, dark eyes, brown eyes. Pleiadians, blue eyes. Andromedans, almost always brown eyes, rarely blue. But if you took a picture of an Andromedan and you try to develop it, you'd end up with something that would look about like this. Okay? Just about as much you'd get. Something like this. Look like a snowman or something because of the way their aura fields are. Because they don't actually look like that. They project that. Andromedans are physical. They're energy beings. They assimilate form when they're around form. They can go out of form. Andromedans live 5,000 years average, and then they somehow dissolve themselves and come back in 5 minutes. And they completely absolve their field. This is deeper stuff. We have 5 seed atoms in our body. You have 5 atoms in your body that you've had since the beginning of creation. 5 atoms. They've always been there, those characteristics. And you'll take those forever with you. And they tap into that directly somehow. Okay? Andromedans don't care about karma. It doesn't mean a damn thing to them. They're beyond karma. They're not gods. The Pleiadians aren't gods. The Andromedans are more advanced. We call them the highway patrol of the galaxy. That's what we call them. They enforce things. When some planet like Earth has a negative aura field that's radiating out into space, when some planet like Earth starts screwing around with its troposphere and its mesosphere with heart projects, starts putting nuclear warheads on Galileo spaceships and sending them out to Jupiter and all the shit we've done, they get involved real quick. And what they do when they come in, first of all, is they stabilize the planet. The Andromedans have stabilized the tectonic plates of this planet. And what they'll do, from what I hear, as things stand now, there won't be any big one anywhere. Okay, there's going to be a lot of small earthquakes. They'll start rattling L.A. in another month. Like this is the time of year they rattle L.A. to settle it. But there won't be any big ones unless they deem it's necessary. But what they are doing in divine intervention is they have introduced a field into the earth, and they started in 1993. They introduced a field, and they're going to sweep the earth with this field. And what it is the Earth has a north pole and a south pole in its magnetic field. It's 16 degrees off true north, okay, in this hemisphere. When you have magnetism, as we spoke earlier, like the magnet of a compass, you have electricity at right angles, okay? With the electricity and the magnetism at right angles creates a third field, which is called the Seebeck effect, which you're probably not aware of. In magnetic therapy, one of the pitfalls of magnetic therapy is it's polarized. And the Seebeck effect, which is the kind of magnetism humans have, is a non-polarized magnetic field. You could look at it as a series of north and south fields occurring in micro inches rather than a north and a south. Okay, the Earth is also that way, although the Earth reads a giant field because it has a tremendous liquid molten core and it behaves like a crystal. At night when you go to sleep, you try to align yourself, because if you align yourself with this field here. By the way, this field can be duplicated in science by taking a piece of nickel wire and a piece of copper wire and spiraling it like that. And depending on the electricity, you can make this thing produce magnetism with no field. And depending on the polarity, you can make it get hot or cold. It's called Alnico. You can make it hot or cold. This is thermal. You can buy these things now that use this principle where batteries, and they have a cooler. It's just a wire in there, okay? This is how the Earth works. Now, what the Andromedans have done, starting in 1993, they came in, they began, and this goes from 0 to 4 degrees. That's all it is. What happens is, if you were to look at this field with a microscope or a magnifying glass, this is the way it would be now. Here's magnetism, okay? Here's electricity, okay? There's also this flux that's in there at a higher frequency that's exactly like that. This is called by the Tibetans the anima mundi. When you go to sleep at night, your body usually heats up, and for the first few hours you burn up 80% of your nutrition. Your electrical fields are much higher, okay, than they normally are. Okay, as you go through the night, when you go into rapid eye movement sleep, further into sleep, which is called REM sleep, you now transist from 2 inches out of your body. You know how you lay down? You lay down at night, you're laying there, and all of a sudden you get that jumping sensation? Okay, what happens is your body's decompressed, it's gone into this anima mundi sleep, and the aura is out 2 inches. It has to go out 13 feet after this, after it detoxes. 13 feet it connects into the astral plane. The astral plane starts getting a feedback. As soon as there's feedback, you start dreaming, REM sleep. What's so important about the REM sleep is that in your biological and your spiritual family, a lot of you are disincarnated. A lot of you have to have teachers. A lot of you have a lot of lessons to learn. We're all here for that. So in REM sleep, you're constantly working on the astral plane, getting all the feedback you don't get here. That keeps your sanity. You disconnect that, you go crazy. Now what happens is what the Andromedans did is the first phase of this. Oh, by the way,
you get a jumping sensation when you sleep in a pyramid. That goes away. The pyramid is a perfect shield. Everybody in here should be sleeping in one. We make them and we manufacture them. You can get our brochures.
What happens is when you go to sleep in the Anima Mundi field, you charge up. That's why they say go to the north. The Andromedans have shifted this field. I forget, you know, if you divide 97 into 4, whatever that number is how many degrees per year that shift. And at the end of the year 2000, this Anima Mundi field will be over here. And not here, even though the Earth's magnetic field will be the same, but the Anima Mundi field will be over here 4 degrees. That means a good population of our planet will either be dead or dying by that time. And this really affects or afflicts people with high degrees of intellect. Okay, it strikes them quicker than anything. So what's driving our planet intellect off the course? So they have directly launched a change in frequency here, which they're maintaining, and that's going to kill off. Like Einstein said, the only way you can get rid of them is let them die off. The growth-resistant generation, you know. They have to go away. So these trilads and these other people that are causing all the crap are going to be dead real soon. You know, that's part of the program. There's a lot more, but, I mean, that's just some of it. Okay, I got about 2 minutes. Is there any other questions you guys want? Yeah. Yeah. A tracking device?
Yeah.
Well, I've seen CIA devices that small, that radio sound transmitters that aren't much bigger than a mole. Microcircuitry.
No, but they're actually a part of the skin, aren't they?
Well, there's all different types of devices. I don't know what all I've seen, you know. They have devices like, for example, implants that go in people's heads. They use a holographic process. And the holographic process, what the Grays use is they project the circuitry right down inside the person's head. And the minerals in your body form the circuits. The electrolytes in the brain power it, and in your spinal cord is the antenna. I mean, I've seen that kind of stuff, you know. Yeah. Not for a while. There's indefinitely postponed right now because of this other stuff that's going on here. Indefinitely postponed. Yeah, there's going to be changes. There are changes going on, but there's not going to be this giant thing and the spaceships come out of the sky. Nothing like that. People have to wallow in their own mire. Yeah.
How do guardian angels?
I don't have time. It's another seminar. But they do exist, you know. I cover that in my Laguna Beach seminar. A little bit of it's on a tape series. Yeah, you have to see the Pleiadians. 60% of their life they spend in horticulture, because they say the next to be nature, next to be next to nature is to be next to God, and they start with the bee kingdom. And I got most of my training from them, not about rocket ships and earth changes, but about horticulture and plants and animals and things. I mean, that's what they taught me, but I don't have the time to go into all that. Yeah. Yeah, you see that all that goes back to putting, we found that, I developed a protein powder that you take breastfed children off the mother and put them on this, and it all starts back when they stop breastfeeding and they go on the Seago and all them sugars. Those sugars, you know, the average person produces 3.5 quarts of glycol, a form of alcoholic and antifreeze, in their brain from 14 Pepsi-Colas or whatever during the day. All the alcoholism in children at young age is from sugar addiction at infancy. That's where it all stems from, and it goes right in the DNA. And it's just as hard to kick them as an alky going to an AA meeting. There's no difference. And it's even harder because it's ingrained in their DNA. Yeah, it's not irreversible, but you just it's a whole other ballpark, you know. Yeah.
Do you wear your receptor 24 hours a day?
No, I just take it off at night, and then I go inside of a pyramid. Okay, yeah.
I heard through channeled sources that the DNA is being reprogrammed.
Yeah, it is. But you have to work with it because it's being reprogrammed to the negative unless you do something positive. I didn't get a chance to explain to you. Basically, what I was going to explain here, I don't have time now, it's a drawing that ELF, in the process of absorbing protein, protein, of course, makes hormones. What happens with ELF is that it creates negative proteins. That's why you have all this anger and stuff. And I was going to show you chemically here, but I ran out of time on to do that. You know, they're going to kick us out now because another speaker's coming in. Anyhow, we got to go. Thanks a lot. Any idea what it is, but it is published. How many of you in here are familiar with it now, the Heart Project? Okay, how many are not? Okay. How many of you are familiar with ELF, extremely low frequency? Okay, plus and minus, all right. Well, radiation is, you know, radiation, nitrites in the food, all these different things that we put in our bodies, environmental pollution, all of these things do one thing to destroy cells, and that's they create free radicals. So the damage, regardless of the input, is in the body is free radical damage. And because the way the body is structured, the free radical damage causes damage to your consciousness. For example, I don't know how many of you in here have really ever been really drunk to the point where the next day you couldn't remember anything. Any of you? I know I have when I was younger, a few times. Okay. When you're in that state, your consciousness is shifted. You may be doing things that you're not conscious of. Usually you are under alcohol, because alcohol deadens your consciousness. At least the puts you out of your body so far that you don't know what your body is doing. You can look at it a dozen different ways. The bottom line is, when you're out of your body, things happen in this world that you're not aware of. And what's happening with the various programs that these different governments have established now are destroying consciousness. That's the bottom line. And it's pretty obvious that consciousness is going to hell. When I went to school, for example, nobody, and I live, you know, everybody in Arkansas, for example, when I was down there, everybody had guns at home. We used to hunt. You know, I had shotguns. I had a .22 BB gun. You never saw that at school, you know. You didn't see drugs at school. Somebody told me what marijuana or cocaine when I was in high school. I wouldn't, well, what's that? You know, that's about my consciousness on drugs. Today it's a different story. You know, I've got two kids going to private schools in England. I won't even let them into this country. They're saying, Dad, they want to go to school in America. No way. They're not going to school over here because it's a bad place to go to school. I don't care where you live. I don't care. You know, when I lived in Arkansas, for example, we lived in northern Arkansas by Pleasant Plains. And now I live in southern Arkansas part-time because we mine quartz down there. Little Rock used to be the most mellow town when I was a kid growing up that I'd visit. It was a very sweet little town. Now it's got the highest crime rate of any city in the world. You know, there's a shooting every 3 or 4 minutes somewhere in Little Rock. You know, it's like unbelievable what's going on. Gangs are all over. Gangs, you know, these Asian gangs are the worst. The Bloods and the Crips aren't a real problem, even though they're international. The Asian gangs are the ones that do the damage. They're all over the world. I mean, literally in every country, all behind what used to be the Iron Curtain. All of these things are happening. And we're going into like a revelation of consciousness. I remember when Sannyasi used to, you know, this thing works, talk to me about some of the things that would be happening in the future. I didn't have a clue. Sannyasi is an extraterrestrial contact woman that I spent 20 years with. And when we used to talk, I guess I'm sorry, I sometimes use names and they're not all familiar with me, but I was a contactee of Pleiadian groups from 1971 till 1989. so I had a tremendous amount of information given to me. Back in the 70s, before that I was a contactee, I was an aerospace scientist. And in the process of becoming contactee, I went out and got a degree in medicine and changed my fields around so I could understand what the information was all about. But the bottom line is, the information that I was fed in the 70s, it was very interesting information, but I wasn't really relating to it like I was in the 90s, because they were seeing the future. Consciousness changes. For example, the moon and the earth have a rotational frequency. The moon goes around.
We're out of time. We'll continue this discussion next Sunday night, and have a great rest of the weekend.